I am appalled by Alan Chartok's program with the intelligence officer, his commentaries on Israel, the implication that Israel killed Yasser Arafat, among other highly controversial comments and anti-Israel statements, is simply appalling. I'm very disappointed in the station for allowing this to air.
This is Millie Wells in Bennington. I just listened to Alan Chartok interview the intelligent expert Malcolm Nance. I was so impressed that I called Welch, Leahy, Sanders. They were all appreciative. So thank you.
Hello, this is John from Sullivan County. I'd like to respond to a story this morning, Tuesday, October 14th, on NPR's Morning Edition, that stated that the fracking industry has become a victim of its own success because a glut of oil has resulted in lower prices. Give me a fracking break. First of all, if the industry is plundering so much of our natural resources that they're making a bit less per unit, it still means they are making more money. Poor victims. But let's not forget the real victims in this criminal fracking process. Among them, the environment, residents being harmed by air, water, and noise pollution, animals being poisoned and killed in the destructive process, and the workers whose health is being recklessly victimized, as is the health of our precious Mother Earth.
Emily Cavan calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts. And it's about noon on Tuesday, October 14th. And I just heard a great interview and some music that Ian Pickus directed an interview with a band called The Orange that I have never heard of. And I like all kinds of music, but I've always liked rock and roll. And I thought he did a great job. I thought the music and lyrics were wonderful. It was a really nice part of the program on the roundtable. And I've been listening to AMC for maybe in a way more decades than I want to admit. So I'm much older than the folks I just heard on the radio. But I think it's really important as the decades go by for organizations to bring in young blood and fresh blood if they really want to continue to stay great. And I feel like I've been watching that, or rather listening to that, happen on WAMC. I've really enjoyed some of the younger and newer members of the staff, and I commend Alan and the board and the more established presence there for making sure that happens.
This is about the commentary of Dr. Herb London that aired about 12:50 on Wednesday. This is Magenta from Bearsville. Dr. Herb London is absolutely hysterical and hysterically accurate. I think that there is no one so much a virtucrat, which is a wonderful name that he's coined, than himself. Thank you.